Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So part of the news today, of course, is everybody anticipating the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Writing about it in the Washington Post is Dan Lamothe. Dan, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
My pleasure. Very well.
What's the weather like there? What's it going to be like tomorrow?
Hot and steamy, 90s the last several days. Looks like it'll be up around 100 if you count the heat index tomorrow, and we're looking at some storms possibly as well.
Isn't that the way? Just when you want to do something outdoors, weather threatens. It's been that way in Chicago all spring and summer long. Not good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, thunderstorms here are kind of a fact of life.
So, but not a fact of life is that the president would have such a hand in the 4th of July ceremonies. Is my understanding is that the Bushes and Clinton and Obama more recently were not as intimately involved in the 4th of July celebration. What's happening in Washington, D.C. tomorrow?
We'll have a pretty large expansion to what you typically see on the 4th of July here. Obviously, the 4th of July fireworks are always a big deal in Washington, but they've been essentially doubled. And then in addition to that, there's a lot to do this week about armored vehicles appearing in the city, and we have word of a pretty broad fleet of aircraft that'll be flying over tomorrow evening, kind of prior to the fireworks, probably around the same time the president speaks. And aircraft, in some cases, are rare to see. B-2 bomber, the F-22 fighter, the Blue Angels will be involved. I mean, pretty high-profile planes.
To accommodate them, they're going to shut down the airports out there for an hour or so. Is that right?
Yeah, we're looking at the airspace and being closed actually two different times. One in the kind of the 9 o'clock hour, probably about 45 minutes to an hour for the fireworks themselves. And then we're looking at in excess of an hour earlier in the evening, assumedly when all these aircraft go by.
Right. So and the president is speaking at what time tomorrow?
The sense I have is it's early evening. I don't know that we've had anything firmly announced yet.
It's funny because I'll just read a sentence from your story. The White House referred questions about the celebration to the Interior Department, which declined to comment.
I would add on top of that the Defense Department referred questions to the White House, which referred comments to the Interior Department. So it's been that kind of week.
Well, I presume that somebody must know. I don't know why they're being secretive about it. My understanding is the president's going to speak around 6:30. There's going to be music and stuff like that, and then you'll have the fireworks when it gets dark a little later on. So I don't think there should be any big surprises there. One of the things, though, that I think we all thought we were going to get, and maybe what the president initially wanted, was a sort of Bastille Day-styled parade of military might before a reviewing stand. Wasn't that what the president originally envisioned when he thought it was when he wanted to do this on Veterans Day or something like that?
For sure. If you take it back, it was actually initially conceived as a Memorial Day idea and then pushed back to a Veterans Day idea. It was seemingly put on the shelf then. There was an announced document that was disclosed around that time that put the overall price tag of the military parade as it was envisioned at about $92 million. That would have included about $50 million in military things, which would include fuel would be a big part of it with all the aircraft, and then, you know, all of the other bells and whistles involved. We don't have a price tag at this point on this one. No one's really willing to entertain that question right now. But certainly, just given based on the aircraft involved, we're looking at a multi-million dollar affair for sure.
The number that's being advertised is a $2.5 million being diverted from the Park Service to cover some of these costs. Typically, you write, this 4th of July fireworks show costs $2 million, and we're $2.5 plus here. I must tell you, though, well, I guess that deserves our attention because that represents about 5% of the Park Service budget. It's not a giant number. $2 million is not a lot of money for anything in a federal budget.
No, it's really not. It appears that the DOD, Defense Department portion of this is on top of that 2.5. So, I mean, at that point, we're probably looking at, you know, close to double digits, if not more.
Yeah, right. It's controversial because the president is going to give a speech, though, whatever the military display is. I want to talk to you about that. But I suppose this has just really got people on edge because you never know what Donald Trump is going to say, right?
One of the challenges for the military here is, you know, he's invited the Joint Chiefs to participate, and in some cases you'll have Chairman General Joe Dunford there, and a number of other generals alongside him, and that in itself is not uncommon. I mean, there are a lot of events where you would see that sort of brass around the president, but then you put the microphone in front of the president with them in uniform, and that creates a lot of problems, in the eyes of people who kind of watch that civil-military dynamic and trying to not politicize the military.
When Democrats were in office, though, did they not control the tickets? Weren't they able to give them to their donors or agency heads, or is that unique this time?
The donor aspect is pretty unique. It's not uncommon for tickets to be distributed to the various federal departments. We were told today that 5,000 tickets have been sent to the Pentagon to distribute as they see fit. Assumably, some of those are going to go to political appointees, but plenty of others will not. But then you add in the donor aspect of this, and that gets uncomfortable for a lot of people.
So how significant will the military presence be then?
On the ground, I think you're looking at hundreds, but not thousands, as probably would have been envisioned in a military parade, kind of an Bastille Day idea. But when you start adding in all these aircraft, we're probably looking at upwards of, 15, 18, 20, 25 aircraft going overhead. Air Force One, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think a lot of what you're going to see is going to be in the air as opposed to in the city.
Right, but say there's 100 vehicles, you don't mean 100 people, right? You mean 100 vehicles or military?
No. It'll be small on the ground. We're looking at a few hundred people on the ground.
Right.
In terms of vehicles, they've brought in two tanks.
Yeah.
And it's still unclear where those will end up. As of an hour or two ago, they're still under tarp in a train yard. I actually drove down there.
So I understand. They've actually had to figure out the logistics. One time they wouldn't fit under an underpass, some of these military vehicles, so they got to go another route. Yeah, maybe this idea that it's being cobbled together at the last minute is true, because for all of the fuss about the military hardware, we're talking about a couple of tanks and a few armored personnel carriers. There's not going to be these rows of missiles on launchers being trucked by the president. It's not going to be like that. And I don't know why I'm stressing that point, but I guess I'm also trying to tell people you don't need to be too stressed by it. Those things will be there, but it's not going to be that kind of a parade.
No, there will be no parade on the ground. I mean, I shouldn't say no parade. You may have some, like drill team sort of that kind of marching.
Yeah.
But no, you're not going to see 25 minutes of vehicles going by or anything like that.
Yeah.
The tension on the tanks, though, has become how do you move something quite that heavy in a way that doesn't damage roads, sidewalks, things of that sort. There's a specific way they can truck it on a very, very large, low trailer, not the kind of thing you'd see a house on. I mean, something that size or larger. But as of today, it hasn't been done yet. They've moved the personnel carriers down near the Lincoln Memorial, but the tanks haven't moved yet.
This is interesting, too. And before we get to the what's going to fly overhead, they also wanted to project an image from the Apollo 1969 moon mission onto the Washington Monument. Okay, that's all American, and it's 50 years for that. Everybody's paying attention to Apollo this year. What's the controversy about projecting an image of Apollo 11 on the Washington Monument?
I'm not actually aware of all of those details.
Pardon me, I'm reading from a story that maybe you didn't author, but I'll just finish that paragraph then, if I may. Typically, the agency does not allow projected images on monuments or historic structures on the grounds that they should be preserved in their original form. Okay, well, I'll let them work that out. What about the overhead? Is it unusual for Air Force One to make a pass, or is that kind of standard at these sorts of things?
No, Air Force One is not typically used in that way at all. It's obviously used as a prop in terms of, you know, the president lands and you've got the blue and white aircraft behind them and that kind of idea. But to send it over in a flyover is something you don't typically hear at all.
I just have to laugh at that. I mean, because to the degree that this is about Donald Trump and not about, you know, holding hands and we're all one and together. You can just imagine him looking up going, that's my plane there. Look at my plane. When, you know, like, you know, if the Navy wants to do a flyover or if they want the Blue Angels to do the thing, that's awesome and everybody will love that. But Air Force One making a pass does, I've seen a big plane go by before and that it's the president's, I'm happy for him, but I don't know that that's such a show, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow-moving jetliner. Right. It's not like sending the Blue Angels or, you know, even some of the helicopters are, you know, at least interesting to look at.
All right. Well, so there's a little bit. So last thing there before I let you go, you know, we'll see how this all pans out, Dan. But then anything else about the timeline of these things? You know, this is what's going to happen and then that's going to happen that you can tell us about?
I think all eyes will be on this speech, at least in terms of people that are interested both politically and also in terms of whether there's kind of any troubling dynamic between politics and military here. The fireworks should be pretty impressive. I mean, it's going to be a very long display. I mean, typically it's 20, 25 minutes. We're looking at more like 45 tomorrow.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, America. 4th of July is tomorrow, and they're going to do it big in Washington, D.C. We'll see what else comes of that. Dan LaMoth writes about it in Washington Post. Thanks for joining us today, Dan.
My pleasure.